Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, interior design. Well, according to Wikipedia, interior design is the art and science of enhancing the interiors, sometimes including exteriors of a space or a building, to achieve a healthier and more aesthetically pleasing environment for the end user. So, can anybody transition to be in this profession? Or is this a profession for a specific people? Or is for a specific gender only? Well, tonight on Let's Talk, we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner, so please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show my colleagues in the house. Welcome back,
my friend. To be back, Sunday. It's always good to be back.
It's always good to be back. Yes. Karina Chaudhary, thank you so much. And of course, we also have...
Nazira Ahmad Hausawa. Thank you for having me back again.
Or a.k.a.?
Ziriams.
Nazir or Ziriams. Thank you, Nazir. Thank you guys for coming back.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, this is what I want to find out. When we talk about interior design, we're talking about designing interior of a building, designing a space. And is designing like this only for women? Or it can be both? And if that is so, you tell me why. But before I start with that, Karina, I do know that interior design is like a multifaceted profession, okay? It includes a lot of things. There's planning, there's site inspections, there's programming, there's research, there's communicating with people, sometimes with construction management people. So there's a lot of to be done. So I spoke to Susan Yapan, and I wanted to know her take.
It's not just about aesthetics. It is also about dimensions and the area out of the room. It has a lot of things. There are lots of things that are involved in interior design. It is design. It is art. Mm-hmm. And art is not limited to any one gender. Actually, I don't know whether you have seen in social media, mm-hmm. there's a Japanese guy who is so good he's designing very unique interior spaces, living spaces. Yeah.
I would like to see it.
Yeah. I'm forgetting his name. And he's a young guy.
Okay.
So it's all up. It's stereotyping perceptions mm-hmm. that are propagated by our communities that certain mm. roles are gender-based, but I don't think just like childcare,
right.
where you come from in Africa, uh-huh. it's mainly a female role, but when you come here, there's no distinction between who stays with the baby, whether a man or a woman. If you are a father, you can stay at home and look after the baby.
That's true. That's very true.
And so it's just a matter of social perceptions, really, that put people in certain boxes.
Uh-huh. And talking about that also, when you come to talk about also interior design in that perspective, when you see people, you know, designing, it is mm-hmm. attention to detail, you know, you have to pay attention, know what you're doing and all that. But do you think also people can express their culture through interior design? Is that something that is done because it's an art?
Oh, yes, it's done a lot. If you look at the interior spaces, living spaces in Africa at the moment, mm-hmm. especially from East Africa, specifically in Kenya, they are very much influenced by the Maasai community design. Several architectural and design of living spaces have been so much influenced by cultural aspect of the Maasai community, the Kamba community, all those traditional things. The beadwork is being incorporated into interior design. And it's very, very unique and beautiful.
Wow, unique and beautiful for the Maasai people to express or to see something like that. And this is what I'm trying to tell you.
Something I'm absolutely proud about.
Oh, yes, you should be. You're right.
Yes.
But do you think that people should do this more in our African communities?
Yes, you are right in that aspect. It is sad how the diaspora view our African culture. There is a small section that is awakening to the massive wealth of our culture, and they are already sort of embracing it, but the majority are totally ignorant either because they came here when they were very young and they feel disconnected, or they had very negative influences back at home experiences, and that was what influences their decisions as far as interior design is and maybe architecture is concerned.
Thank you, Susan Yepen. This is The Talk, and we're discussing interior design. So, coming back to you, Karina, tell me what you think about interior design.
Well, I always wanted to be an interior designer.
Really?
That was my dream. I'm in broadcasting now, but it was my dream to be an interior designer.
Can you imagine?
So, I think anybody who has a passion for designing or who understands interiors can be an interior designer. Okay. I think there is a difference between interior decoration and interior design. I think interior design definitely needs a lot of studying, mm-hmm. understanding structures. There's definitely a whole study for interior design. Mm. Interior decoration is what you want to do with your home.
Right.
And men, women, children, anybody can do that. It's space, it's your space, it's what you want it to be.
Right.
So I don't think it's decorating is exclusive to anybody. Mm. But I think if you're talking about the profession, design, interior design, that's definitely something you should study and understand.
And in order to do that, what does it take? You wanted to do it at some point. Does it take anything?
I mean, yes, I think it takes years of studying from when I tried to get into the school, when I thought about it. Yes, I mean, it's math, it's color, design, it's all kinds of stuff. And it's kind of a section of architecture. It's narrowing architecture down to designing interiors. And architecture is like 6 years here, at least in the U.S., of studying. So, right. I mean, definitely, I think interior design it's a hard profession, and you have to be creative. You have to understand people. You have to understand how to communicate with people and bring out what they want and what they want out of their home, because their home is everything.
Home is everything to everybody.
Yeah, and no, you can't mess that up. You know?
No, you cannot.
So you have to understand people, and you have to understand elements of design.
Wow. So. Now, with Karina being a girl, you know, it's a different thing. I'll come to Nazira. Tell me about what you think when it comes to interior design, because, you know, some people who are designers out there, we know with clothing, so, you know, you have everybody doing different stuff. But when we talk about interior, you're talking about buildings, you're talking about houses, you're talking about having the touch. What do you think it takes to go to that profession or to do it?
Well, I think it has to do with the interest.
Okay.
You know, if you don't have interest in anything, you know, you will not be able to even go through it.
Right.
So I think interior design, you have to have interest and passion towards it, that you really wanted to do it. And as she mentioned, the differences between interior design and interior decoration, we can take a look. First of all, we see that it's not gender specific.
Okay.
Because it entails so much details. Which, if you don't have that attention to detail, you cannot be able to do it.
Okay.
So probably somebody like me cannot be able to do it because I'm all over the place. I cannot be an interior designer or interior decorator. You know,
you're all over the place. Okay.
Yeah,
your design will be all over the place. It's a unique kind of design. Right?
Exactly.
There, you
see.
Know?
See,
well, probably it may look like a modern art.
Chaos.
People just look at it as like, what is that? And I'm like, ah, oh, look at that.
Chaotic expression.
Because it's all over the place, right?
It's all over the place.
I would love to do it if I was like, could I be able to? I would love to do it because I like to see a nice building, nice interior. I go to a place, I'm like, okay,
yes,
this is a movie theater inside my house, and I like it to be this way. This is the kitchen. I like it to be this way, you know?
Yes.
But I guess, as you say, pay attention to detail.
To details.
I think it's also about love. When you love something, you can really pay attention, right?
Yes.
And do it.
That's
right. So I think interior design is also about love.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And everybody obviously loves their space.
Uh-huh.
And they want it to look a certain way.
Right.
So, I mean, I think it's in everyone to be able to do this. But, of course, there is a study that's interior design.
That guides you to that, do whatever you want to do.
And also,
right?
I think there is a sacred element in interior decoration and interior design to
that's
it. Because
deep, brother.
You see, like, every person, as she said right now, because what she said reminded me that about how people are so protective about their space and guarded, and this is the way they wanted it. And if you're not lucky, you met somebody who have OCD.
Yeah.
You know, you went into their space, you touch spoon in a different way, you'll piss them off. Like, they'll be like, no, that's not how
that's
it's supposed
to
be.
Like it.
This is how I wanted it this way. And this is how it's supposed to be.
Right.
So it's like it's an old profession, but in a way whereby I think until late civilization, it becomes like a profession where people like go to school and learn about it. And but it was there.
It was there.
Yeah,
okay,
but so it's like a sacred. Yeah, it's a sacred thing that people does for their space.
I like that. Very deep. Yeah. Sacred is the key. Hold it right there. Mm-hmm. Interior design is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shamari, in a Washington studio with Karina and Nazir. Right now, we are discussing interior design. So, I was wondering about what I told you about before, the gender issue, the gender specific. You talked about, Karina, mathematics. You talked about science. You talked about paying attention to detail. You talked about sacred, Nazir, and I talked about loving something. So I just wanted to know, what about for the interior designer? Is this a profession that is very solely for male or for females or what? And how does it work out? And I spoke to a VOA Swahili reporter in Mombasa, Kenya, Liberty Adede, and I wanted to know his take on interior design.
So, Marie, art is everything. In Kenya, art is in everything. You see it done during weddings. You see it done in radio stations, TV stations. You see it done in houses. You know, when we have people who have invested in real estate, and some are taking that advantage now to go and do interior design. When you watch TVs in Kenya, most of the people are involved in it. They would want to see how would you put your chairs in the house, how would you put this color that rhymes with this one, how could you put a vessel with flowers in house just to make it beautiful, how can you make your balcony, and it's expressed everywhere. Studios, you see what are the best colors for studios. In everything, you can even see it in the tattoos that we use, because the president the other day allowed that youth could express their art on matatus. They are called matatus, the public transport.
The public transportation,
you see,
yes.
Graffiti, yes, public service. It's done with graffiti. Mm-hmm. And very nice pictures, very nice drawings. You see messages of hope, messages that help you move away from radicalization in Mombasa. You see on walls, on compounds, you see everything. It's done. Very nice graffiti. We see there's a politician who wants to buy for a seat in Nairobi, and he went through graffiti. That's why he's gained popularity now. He's running for a seat in Nairobi. Yeah.
Doing graffiti, that's very unique, my friend. And this is why I'm wondering, most people are talking about having interior design in their own way, shape, or form to express themselves as a form of art. And also, I was wondering, when you come to that, do you think that African nations, people from Africa, do they use this opportunity to express this culture, number one? And if they do this interior design sometimes represent one's culture or personal preferences? Or is it something that also could be known as sacred?
Yes, Shamaria, I concur with that. Kenyans are using it to express art. You see, there's some words that, that were used long time ago. They were used to store medicine, and in the olden days, it was used to store milk, sour milk. But now you see, they are done with very nice art on it, and the vessels are placed on walls, in houses. And this maintains the culture in us. The Maasai and the Kalenjin hold these gourds and the calabashes, they hold them dear to them. And this is passed from generation to generation. Now you see they've gone further, they are painting them.
Thank you, Liberty Odede from Mombasa, Kenya. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing interior design. So back to the studio. One more thing I want to hear from you guys. Karina, you're very specific to detail, my friend. That is why maybe you thought this was a special and good profession for you, right? Yeah. Also, my friend, as you said about the ancient times, remember the Egyptians? We know how they started doing these things.
Oh, yeah.
Drawing, mm-hmm. buildings, yep. and also these pyramids. They did a lot of stuff.
Symbols.
Yeah. Symbols. And, yeah. you know, I think these guys would be doing very good when it comes to that.
Exactly.
So maybe, Karina, with your experience, with where you're coming from, with the Asian touch. You know, when you see a building and you go inside, you can tell that this is Asian. You go to an African building, depending on what they have, you say, oh, this is African. So maybe with you, what you think with interior designing, when it comes to express someone's culture, someone's, you know, profession, how they like it, how does that work out?
Yeah, I think everybody wants to express a bit of themselves in their home, in their space. And a lot of South Asian homes you go into, there's a lot of color.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of oranges and yellows. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's maybe generalizing, but it does happen. In my home, I have a lot of color.
Wow.
And I like people to come in and know that I'm South Asian in a way. And that's my expression.
You have a lot of color even right now,
yes,
Karina.
Right. I do.
All the time she got
cast. Yeah, it represents me. Yeah. So I know I want people to know who I am just by walking into my space.
Right.
I know with culture also there is a lot of times you want harmony in your home, mm-hmm. which is where the sacred part comes from. So people really want to have someone come in and find space or, you know, place things in a certain way that harmonizes their home. And they actually, it's kind of a religious thing or a spiritual thing for them. So there's feng shui. I know a lot in India, there's a concept of a kitchen should face a certain direction.
Oh.
And if it doesn't, then they won't, you know, they won't live in that house. And I know I had a friend who was like that. Her mom had to pick out an apartment that had the kitchen facing, I think it was the east or something, I'm not sure.
Exactly.
And because otherwise I think they feel like there's bad energy at home. And it's also people's mentality. If that's what you want, that's what you look for.
Mm-hmm.
So I think every culture obviously has their way, you know, decorating their home.
Yes, of course. And
it's
expression.
It's what makes them happy. It's what makes them peace, mm-hmm. at peace.
Right.
So, yeah.
And what about you, Nazir? You think that maybe for you there's some touch, maybe you can tell us in Nigeria, especially. I heard about this Tusker thing. I was told about Tusker. It's something that stays like a very unique in your house. And talk about this Tusker thing and maybe how does that work out with designing maybe?
So it's like, as she mentioned, like for a longer time, there is a borrowing civilization that mm-hmm. we borrowed from different part of the world, especially in Africa. Mm-hmm. You can tell, like, from Central Africa to Northern Africa and West Africa,
mm-hmm.
we have a lot of touch of Asian stuff
mm-hmm.
in one way or the other.
Okay.
Especially the Arab dominating the northern part of Africa, down to the, you know, the trade and all that. So we have all this thing, especially she reminded me something when she said, like, the kitchen door has to face this area and all that.
Specific
I remember
direction.
There is that, which I don't have the detail. I couldn't remember the detail, but like the way we put the beds, it has to face the position of east because and the board of the bed, where you put your head, has to face this direction, and you have to lie down from by your right side, face your face. Face in some direction. There are a lot of details about it, and it's, as I mentioned, it's sacred, spiritual, religious. It can be anything. But in modern day, I thought when I was growing up, personally, I know I was a chaotic person. I drop things, I keep things all over the place. But now that I'm grown older, yes. I am so into, yeah. I love the modern interior design.
Okay.
Especially European, it's a European. Mm. European interior design or interior decorating, I can call it, yes. where it doesn't have much, it have details, but it doesn't have much stuff all over the place. Like very plain, you know,
yeah.
very plain, a huge
you like
window.
To see spacious. You like
yeah,
spacious.
Very spacious. Okay. I like a huge room with a bed right over there and, you know, the bathtub at the edge, that type of style. Like, I find it peaceful mm-hmm. and I even try right now to live that way.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's nice. And it goes with the lifestyle.
Yeah, it's someone's lifestyle, I should say, right?
Yeah.
Because you have something you like, you want to keep it that way.
That way.
And therefore, as you, as an interior designer, let's say, you have to pay attention to who you're dealing with. It depends on what they want to express themselves, their culture, as you say, depending on what they have, then that's what you want to do, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. We'll be back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa service of the Voice of America. Now, I want to know from you, Karina, because when you talk about paying attention to detail, creations, doing things in the best way someone does that not say something to a specific gender? Maybe ladies pay attention so much than men? Or not? I don't know.
Not at all. Not at all. I think it just depends on the person. Uh-huh. With interior design, I think there is an idea that women are more interested because you deal with, you know, interior deals with colors and curtains and mm-hmm. beds and things like that, which not necessarily is the interior design as a whole, but I think it's part of it.
Right.
And that automatically people assume that women would be more interested in it, which I don't think is the case. It is changing now.
Okay.
Maybe for a long time, women were more involved with interior design, but I think that's definitely changing. I don't think it has to do with gender. It's maybe men should be more comfortable because, of course, men have a preference in what their interior needs to be.
Right.
And they definitely want things to be a certain way. Mm-hmm. So they should just... If there is any hesitation amongst men, then they should embrace it. There should be no hesitation because men are very particular about how they like things. Hey. Most men I've known were more particular about, like my dad, my closest friends. They are more worried about how everything should look, how organized things should be. Mm-hmm. So they have a preference.
Okay.
It's just embrace it and maybe, you know, make a career out of it. Maybe get into interior design. It doesn't have to be just for women.
Right. And when it comes to that, you, Nazir, you know better what you like. And when it comes to having it, it's like a home now, you know. You come in to design your own home. But you also have your wife to decide. Most people will say, you know what, my wife has the last say. But how is that going to work out? You want, as Karina says, your way.
You know.
And maybe your wife wants a different way.
You, as AP, you know, right now what I am going to face uh-huh. with my fiancé is that, I swear to God, her bedroom is pink. Almost every, you can say, have you ever seen a Paris Hilton room
yeah.
that pink?
Yeah.
Almost that is how it is. And it drives me
crazy.
I'm not living with her.
That'll make you an interior designer now.
You know,
right.
There you go.
You want to design your home now.
He's automatically a designer.
I cannot live like that.
I know.
I cannot live with everything pink.
Pink, I know.
I'm not being stereotypical, really. I love pink. You know, I can. I'm a boy who can wear a pink shirt. I don't care about that. I don't have a problem with that. I'm comfortable with my masculinity and all that. But but really, like you see,
bedroom.
That is it's like to turn and see everything is pink. it's a little bit of
you have to
right there, Karina.
They tell us you have to compromise with what your wife or your girlfriend wants. You say everything okay, but how is that going to work out?
Compromise or go with the one who has the better taste? Why not?
Well, she has to compromise as well.
Exactly, right? Yeah. It's not because, one-sided, right?
Yeah, probably right now I can't afford two bedrooms.
Exactly. And
if I could afford two bedrooms.
Okay, it's okay if you can afford two bedrooms, but here's the question. When you guys are working to get married, I mean, when you get married, you can't be living or sleeping in two different beds. Right?
Yeah, you can. I mean, you can, but
come on, maybe
Karina. You shouldn't. Oh my goodness!
Okay, it doesn't happen. Who gets married and say, "Okay, this is your room and this is my room"?
Maybe it's between like a pink room and maybe.
So how is that going to work out, Karina? Help our brother out here.
I mean, definitely, you should compromise and.
When you say I should compromise, you mean I should leave in the room?
No, I think you should bring in your ideas. Okay. Because it's about both people who are, you know, living in the same space.
Right.
And you come to a compromise, do what fits, you know, have a little bit of hint of pink in the area, but also have your big windows and some whites and balance it out.
And some space that he likes.
Yeah, some space that you like. Maybe have very little furniture and have pink here and there, you know?
Wow. We'll see what's going to happen.
Your fiance is like my daughter. She likes pink everything. So her room is completely pink, just like what you say. So for girls, hey, they like that color. So what can you do? You know?
Not all girls. But
not all girls. You see, Karina is different, right?
Yeah.
Some boys like pink. It's all good.
Yeah. Right? So it depends, right?
Yeah.
And some guys are designers. Some ladies are designers as well. So
yeah.
Yep, it goes both sides.
I think, men should become designers. Because clearly, here's a man, Nazir, you know, he has a preference. He knows what he wants in his space.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, why not make if you were to make a career out of it, it's great. He'll do great. Yeah.
And he can be great.
He has an understanding of,
you can be a great designer, my friend.
Yeah.
According
you have our support.
To Karina's books. Yeah. And you have her support and my support.
Yeah, but you know
too.
What's going to happen if I become an interior designer? If I become an interior designer and I have a client and they were like, flashing all pink, it will be the hardest job I'll do.
Oh, yeah?
It will be the hardest project.
But you have to take
wife.
It.
You have your wife and you guys work together.
And maybe she can help out, yeah?
Right.
Well, thanks. And that's it for a show tonight where we lightheartedly explored interior design. A big thank you to our guests for this show, and also a big thank you to my colleagues who came today to the studio. Hey, Karina, thank you so much for coming back.
Thank you for having me again.
Sure, anytime, Karina. You know that this is your home.
I love coming here.
Sure, we love to have you here. And Mr. Nazir, a.k.a.
Ziriams.
Please, Ziriams, welcome back again. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. And a big thank you to our producer, Jackson Mvunganyi. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942 and leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The US country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be child care. Is it only a woman's responsibility? Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for our discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Bungany in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, we need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
It's Upfront Wednesdays at 17:30 UTC
right here on VOA Africa. Africa.